الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When we look at the rank and the status of our sisters, our mothers, our daughters in Islam, we will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them a very lofty status, a very lofty rank. And the ayat of the Quran and the ahadith that have been narrated in regards to honoring them, respecting them, and granting them the izzah and the dignity that they deserve, right? There are many and numerous ahadith in that regard. When we look at the lives of the true scholars and the Salaf al-Saliheen and the way that they used to conduct themselves with their spouses, with their wives, how they would conduct themselves with their mothers, how they would conduct themselves with their sisters, we see that in the prophetic tradition and in the practice of the pious predecessors of this ummah, there was this practice and attitude of honor and dignity and respect. And there was never this attitude of trying to suppress or trying to oppress or trying to undermine or trying to subjugate. This was never the attitude of the mashayikh and the scholars and the ulama and the people of deen and the people of righteousness and the people of piety. Rather, we see the opposite of that. The people of piety, the way that they would treat their mothers was with honor and respect. The way they would treat their daughters was with honor and respect. Some of them would give more attention and try to give more love and compassion to their daughters. And in that sense, you know, the fathers would show more love, more compassion, more mercy than they would do to their own sons. And similarly, we see them in their treatment of their wives. Unfortunately, we see, you know, this religious tabaqa or the religious quote-unquote category of people. We see them that when it comes to the treatment of their mothers, they're very respectful. You know, obviously the Quran says so, and the treatment of their sisters. Well, okay, you know, that's my sister, right? They don't realize that when it comes to the treatment of their own wives, they don't realize that, wait a minute, my wife is also the daughter of somebody. My wife is also the sister of somebody. How would I want my daughter to be treated if my daughter was in the nikah and the marriage of somebody else? How would I want my sister to be treated, you know, by my brother-in-law, right? That's also the daughter of somebody. That's also the sister of somebody. And when they become our wives, suddenly we become completely oblivious of that. And we start treating them as if they didn't come from anywhere. They were, you know, we bought them from the store. Wal-iyadu billah. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from such thinking. However, this is absolutely wrong. And I remember a incident that had a great impact on me and on my view and on the way that I view my wife now, who I was not married to at that time. When I was getting married, I went and I asked my Sheikh, Sheikh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar, rahimahullah, who was a very great scholar and an elder of many other scholars. And he is a mentor for many other mashayikh in Pakistan. When I went to him and I said, Sheikh, I'm getting married and I would like to get to your advice on marriage. And, you know, if you could guide me and direct me any beneficial words on marriage life and how I should go forward. So the Sheikh closed his eyes for a few seconds and then he said, treat your wife the same way that you would want your brother-in-law to treat your sister. Or you can say, treat your wife the same way that you would want your son-in-law to treat your daughter. Think about that, he told me, that your wife is the daughter of someone. She lived many years and she was brought up and she was raised with love, with compassion, with mercy, with great pain. She was brought up in someone else's home and she's leaving that home and coming to your home. You have to keep in mind the tarbiyah that she was given, the love that she was given, the comfort that she was given, the mercy and the regard that she was given. Never ever trample that under your feet with trying to subjugate her or trying to oppress her or suppress her. Always remember where she had come from. Always remember that she was the sister or the daughter of someone. She's the cousin of someone. She's the daughter of someone. She's the sister of someone. How would you feel if somebody were to suppress or oppress your sister? How would you feel if your son-in-law were to abuse your daughter? The tables would be completely turned, wouldn't it? And just these words that the Shaykh mentioned to me had such an effect upon me that it was tremendous. And even till this day, you know, this is the thought that comes to my mind that, you know, my wife is the daughter of somebody. My wife is the sister of somebody. And throughout my life, implementing this advice of my Shaykh, it has been beneficial for my marriage. It has been beneficial for my deen. It has been beneficial for my dunya and my akhirah. Because the one who does not follow this advice and considers their wife to be basically the sister of no one, the daughter of no one, literally fell from the sky and into your home. Now, what is your, you know, concept of that? Is she your property? Does she, you own her? You know, how does that work? Absolutely not. She's a human being. She's an individual. Yes, you have rights upon her, but she has rights upon you. She has to fulfill her rights on you without a doubt. But that doesn't mean that you have to have, you know, you suppress her, you oppress her. Constantly keeping in mind that just as the father fulfilled the rights of his daughter and that daughter had rights to her father. Similarly, that sister was in the house with her brothers. They had rights with one another and they had respect for one another and there was this mutual understanding. You have to have this understanding. And when a person has that, right, their attitude becomes totally different. It becomes a total different ballgame. And this was something which was such a simple but profound advice that till this day it has benefited me and I'm sure that it will benefit all the respected brothers and sisters who hear this advice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we are conscious of our duties to our spouses and also to keep in mind that another advice that when the father is not there, the father-in-law is not there, the in-laws are not there, nobody's there, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Allah Azza wa Jalla is watching us on how we treat our spouses. And this has been mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he said, "Kullukum mas'ulun, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. Falmar'atu ra'iyatun fi bayti zawjiha." That every single one of you is a shepherd and you will be asked about your flock. A woman will be asked about her flock. That is the house of her husband to take care of that house. That is her responsibility. And وَالرَّجُلُ رَاعٍ فِي أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ. And a man is responsible for his home. And the wife is responsible for her family. So Allah Azza wa Jal, we are answerable to him. كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَأِيَتِهِ. كُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, every single one of us will be asked by Allah. We'll be asked about our spouses. We'll be asked about our children. We'll be asked about our responsibilities. So this is something that we should not take for granted. And we should not consider this to be insignificant. Rather, we should consider this something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us into account. Allah will take us into account about our treatment of our spouses, our treatment of our wives, our treatment of our children, our treatment of our parents. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us that we fulfill this responsibility and that we, inshallah, not go through any of the hardship and difficulties on the Day of Judgment through our mistreatment. Wal-iyadhu billah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.